Penguin Random House Audio presents The Challenger Customer, Selling to the Hidden Influencer Who Can Multiply Your Results, by Brent Adamson, Matthew Dixon, Pat Spenner, and Nick Toman. Read for you by Steve Kramer. Forward. The odd combination of where I live and what I do for a living have turned me into a bit of a walking punchline over the past decade or so. Let me explain. I live in the greater Washington, D.C. metropolitan area, the seat of the U.S. government, and I run one of the world's most widely used sources of insight into corporate performance. So several hundred times a year in cities around the world, I introduce myself by saying, "I'm here from Washington, D.C. to share some insights about best management practices." Business cultures differ widely across regions and nations, so the response to this statement runs the gamut from, "You've got to be shitting me," Silicon Valley, Amsterdam, to, "I'm sorry, I think I misheard you," Singapore, Minneapolis, to, "Ah, you'll feel at home here after a glass of wine. Try the Super Tuscan," Rome. While the tone of responses varies, no one misses the irony at the heart of the statement. Like many national capitals, Washington has become a byword for organizational dysfunction. This is largely because citizens believe the U.S. Congress and similar deliberative legislative bodies that seem to take forever to act are useless, especially since when they do act, they achieve only modest, if any, results. All around the world, I routinely hear how much better off we'd be if only government would run itself like a business. The unfortunate truth is that, in many respects, it already does. More specifically, business is increasingly running itself like a dysfunctional legislative body. I thought this book was about sales and marketing. You're now thinking that you've picked up the wrong book, but the headline of our recent work on sales, marketing, and the buying process suggests that in most B2B commercial environments, purchasing looks a lot like a bickering Congress or Parliament on a bad day. That's why we've done a deep dive into the modern company's buying process. As we started comparing notes across companies and industries, we realized that the stories commercial leaders were sharing were eerily similar to our own experiences, particularly when we were working with leaders to engineer dramatic innovations or step function improvements in outcomes. As the research team's work continued, my own mind kept going back to a conversation I had with the controller of a German multinational who was using our work to radically simplify and accelerate information flow through his company. I visited on a day when the project's kickoff, an ultimate ROI, had been delayed by 3 months due to a last-minute review requested by something called the Excellence Assurance Center of Excellence. That is not a typo. The controller was in what could charitably be called a foul mood. The project itself was slated to last only 6 months, and he had enthusiastic support from the CEO and partnership from the CIO and head of HR. In terms of large-scale change management, he had really done everything right. And yet, at the 11th hour, out of nowhere, a new stakeholder arrived on the scene, slowing down and lowering the aspiration of this fast-moving and ambitious effort. Leaning back in his chair, the CFO moaned, "I didn't even know we had an excellence assurance COE." He got up, walked toward the window, and said, "This is a total..." a long German word that definitely didn't mean really great day for our company. I just couldn't be prouder to work here. And it wasn't a great day, nor by the end was it a great project. By the time the COE review was complete, the project was rescoped twice, suffered 3 delays, and ultimately delivered a fourth of the original business value. When I shared this story with an HR chief of a major conglomerate, she remarked, "That's ridiculous." I nodded, thinking she was going to share a story about how decisive she and her C-suite peers were relative to this poor controller's company. She continued, laughing, "I once lost 2 months to our firm's project naming committee. He should be happy with that outcome." The new reality for sales, big complex processes, and big German
Sample complete. Ready to continue?